just found this great tip for learning Spanish, okay? If you have Netflix particularly, but this will work probably in YouTube as well. If you don't want to pay for Netflix, this works in YouTube. Essentially, whatever video you're watching probably has Spanish subtitles. So you go to the subtitles, you click on Spanish, and we're still listening to the English, but then we're reading it in Spanish. And the other tip is to slow down the video. So we're watching right now, my wife and I are watching The Ultimatum. We're junkies for that kind of love reality show on Netflix. And so we're watching it. So it's nice because it's kind of like everyday talk, right? Sure, a lot of stuff about marriage, but it's like everyday talk amongst, people. And so it's nice to learn that kind of everyday language. We're listening, we're reading the Spanish. We can pause when we want. It's slowed down to 75%. So they always sound kind of drunk as they're talking because they're slow talking. But the Spanish, therefore, is more so we can like make that connection. And the plan is, and again, this is doable on YouTube as well. And then once we can know enough of the Spanish, our plan is to switch to Spanish language sound audio with English translation or the Spanish, if we're bold enough. That way we're listening, doing, because listening comprehension right now is really bad. Our reading comprehension is a little bit better, well, a lot better, and it's not that great. So anyway, I hope this is helpful. It's been a fun way to learn Spanish, and I think it's very practical too. And I'll give you my other practical Spanish learning tip. I know a lot of people love taking classes and using Duolingo, and I should say I use Duolingo faithfully for over a year, every single day for 5 to 10 minutes. My Spanish sucks. Like it was basically, I think it was useless waste of my time. I should have done the Netflix trick for 5 to 10 minutes a day. That would have been better. So I think Duolingo's, in my opinion, sucks because it's not real world enough. Like you're learning certain words, like here's a purse, here are shoes. It's like, okay, but it's not in context, like so the Netflix YouTube trick. The other trick that I think really works is to immerse yourself. Like once you get here to a Spanish speaking country, for example, or go to a Spanish speaking neighborhood or restaurant or whatever, and you anticipate what you're going to do in that situation, what you're going to have to say to them, like, oh, can I have the menu? Oh, can I have the check? Oh, what is the least, salty thing on the menu, or whatever you're asking in that situation, and you memorize those phrases and sentences beforehand, which shouldn't be too much, and then you go to the situation and you use that language. And you're going to also realize, oh my gosh, next time I got to learn how to ask for, ice water or something like that. And then next time you go, you will have memorized it. You will use it because using it with a real person it's way more. And in real situation where there's something on the line, right? It's way more better for your memory and your actual learning than Duolingo or whatever's out of context. Even the Netflix stuff, it's better, it's helpful, but nothing like real world. Like I have to use this right now. And what did you say? And you have to learn how to say, "Más lento, por favor." Like, can you speak more slowly? And you have to be willing to embarrass yourself a little bit because anyway, in Mexico, people are really nice and very willing to help you out and be patient with you. So I just and if anything, you have your Google Translate there to ask. And but putting yourself in that situation is, I think, the most powerful way of learning, and it's very practical because you're not learning all these random stuff that you have no idea when you're going to use, right? So anyway, I hope that saves you some time, and yeah, thanks.